Well, we want to honor all of our mothers today, and there's no words that can be said to tell you just how precious and how much you really mean to us and what you mean and how our lives have been made. I want to finish my series today. I really pray which way to go, and I just couldn't get away from this, so we're going to finish our series today. So if you'll turn back to Psalms 143, Psalm 143, we're dealing with facing the darkness, learning to face the darkness. Psalm 143, and I want to leave you with four things today. Four things on how we need to respond to the darkness. I miss my mother today tremendously. She was a great lady, and I'm going to say this, that America is strong because of families. And I was thinking about, as she was signing that song today, it carried my mind back to the day when Sundays was a special day for the family, and everybody sat around and they talked, and a lot of times out under a tree, and it was really, really honorable. And I'll tell you, families that stick together stay strong. And I just love, miss my mom today. She died 10 years ago with cancer, and so it's a tremendous loss, but I thank God I'm going to see her again one day. Amen. Well, let's finish up today. I hope and pray that something's been said over the last several weeks that can help you as you deal with darkness, because it's all around us. It's everywhere. We're not to live in a doom and gloom state. We're to live knowing that God's going to take care of us, but yet things happen, and we have to deal with it. And I want to leave you with four things today. How do we respond to darkness? Now, I've read Psalm 143 to you a couple times. I'm not going to take time to read all of it. But you remember it was a time when David was really hurting. He was running for his life. He was hiding out in caves because the king wanted to kill him. But I want to leave you with these last verses. Verse 8 says, "Cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For in thee do I trust. Cause me to know your way, wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee." And then verse 9, he said, "Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I flee unto thee to hide me." Have you ever been hurting so bad you just wish that somebody could just hide you, and that for a moment in time nobody could bother you? But in verse 10, he said, "Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. Quicken me, O Lord, for thy name's sake, for thy righteousness shall bring my soul out of trouble." And then lastly, "And of thy mercy cut off mine enemies, and destroy all them that afflict my soul, for I'm your servant." God's very much aware of where we are today. There's a lot of confusion today in the eyes of people when it comes to God and church, and all that has been man-made, because God is not all that confusing. He's a God of love. He's a God of caring. He walks with us and helps us through each day. But when we face darkness, when we face evil, when things come against us that are not right, there are four things that I want to leave with you, and hopefully it'll help you as you deal with your darkness. Number one is fear. As you read this, you see where David was full of fear. David was a man of God. David was the one that was anointed when he was a little boy to be the king. So he knew what it was to walk in the presence of God, but he was fearful. Now the Bible talks about a spirit of fear. Why do we get fear? Why do we have fear? Because I want to say, a lot of us men especially, we don't want anybody to know that we're scared of anything, but I want to go on and tell you, on record, everybody has some kind of fear. Everybody, even Superman had kryptonite. I mean, come on. Everybody has something that we don't want to deal with. We just want to stay away from them because we fear. And I'll tell you why. Because there's an enemy out there whose main objective is to keep you from knowing who really and what really God is. God is not the kind of God that walks around with a ball bat and every time you make a mistake, he's ready to beat you down. That's not the kind of God that we serve. He's a God of love. But fear comes to us in a lot of ways. Number one, to help us lose control. Fear wants us to lose control, because how many of you have feared something in your life and all these thoughts start coming to your mind of what's going to happen? What if this and what if that? You can't sleep at night. You just can't get it together because you're fearful for what this person is going to say, or what this job's going to do, or what the doctor's going to say, and just fear eats away of you. And I'll put this word in your mind. Fear comes to us to distract us. To distract us from what God really wants to do in our life. I bet if I could ask you right now, how many of you have been through tremendous things in your life? Every one of you would probably raise your hand, but you're here today because God brought you through it. God is a God that brings us through things, but fear is a part of our lives, and we need to deal with that fear. What is it causing us to fear? Number one, what is it that we're fearing? And then why do we fear that so much? And the third thing is to remember that He's never going to leave you. We talked about that last week. He's a God that's never going to leave you. He's going to help you walk through your fears. The second thing is frustration. How do we respond to darkness? We're going to have days of frustration. Anybody here ever been frustrated? Anybody ever been frustrated today? Frustration is that part where you feel like giving up. And what it does, it's an attempt of the enemy to block you from what God really wants you to have. How many times have we been frustrated? Now you look at this situation here. David was anointed king. David became one of the greatest kings of Israel. But in this time in his life, what would have happened if he'd have given up? Now you know he's got to be frustrated because he hadn't done anything. And a lot of times when we're dealing with frustration, we're frustrated because 9 times out of 10 we hadn't done anything to deserve what we're getting. And it seems unfair. But how many of you know sometimes life isn't fair? Life is not fair, but faith will carry you through the unfairness of life. Let me say that again. Faith will carry you through the unfairness of life. Because everything that comes your way is not going to be fair, and therefore we're going to be frustrated. And at that point, we're almost ready to give up. Darkness comes to take away the light. And there are times we go through life and we don't feel like we got any hope. And it doesn't matter how long you've been serving the Lord. It doesn't matter how long you pray or how much Bible you know. There are times in your life when we're up, and there are times in your life when we're down. You know, the Bible talks about valleys. How many of you know that God is a God of the valley? Amen? You want to know why He's the God of the valley? Because we go there sometime. And we go there sometime because we're frustrated and we don't know what to do. God, I've done all I know to do. And I just don't know what else to do. And it comes to the third thing. How do we deal with darkness? Sometimes we got to fight. And I want you to put this in your spirit. Every one of you has got a fight inside of you. Every one of you has got a fight inside of you. It's Mother's Day, so let me use this illustration. A little mother becomes a big bulldog if you mess with their children. Amen? Every one of us has a fight. And the fight in us is we got to learn. I want you to put this in your mind. We got to learn to rebel against the darkness. Because it's going to come. It's going to come to cause us to fear. It's going to cause us the frustration. But here's the deal. We got to learn to resent the darkness and stand in the light. We got to learn to resist the darkness and stand in the light. Every one of you know the word. Every one of you in here have been raised to know the word. Every one of us, you may have scriptures in your mind or whatever, but every one of us knows the word, and the word is our light. What's going to bring us through this nation? What's going to turn this nation around? What's going to turn our homes around is the word of God, and the word of God only. Amen. The word of God only. And the more you speak that word, the more light is turned on the situation. You remember some of the things that mamas used to tell us is that nothing good happens after 12 o'clock at night. Anybody ever told you that? Any good, there's nobody good out after 12 o'clock at night. And you're scared to death if you got to leave after 12 o'clock at night because you don't know what's about to happen, but it was the truth. But it was saying that, you know, that was one of the things that they taught us. Because we got to learn to live in the light. Now, I don't know what kind of darkness you're facing today. I don't know what you've been dealing with or what you're about to deal with or what you have dealt with. There's something you got to remember in the darkness, dealing with the fight. Always beware of bitterness. Always beware of bitterness. Because when there's no light, and it's all dark, and you become frustrated, and you can't see clearly, it's easy to get bitter. You know what bitterness is? Bitterness is that wall that we build around us to protect us. You ever talk to anybody that's bitter? People that are bitter, they'll say, "Well, I'm just protecting myself. I'm never going to be hurt like that again." How many of you know that's not true? Because something will hurt you eventually. But bitterness is that tool of the enemy to keep us in the darkness. And I want you to keep that in your mind. Because as you're dealing with darkness, he wants you to get bitter. He wants you to settle down into that little cave. And that's where David was. He was in a cave. And how easy would it have been if David had got bitter and said, "You know what? I'm tired of this." He could have lost everything. His kingship, his rulership, his lineage, everything. And I want to tell you, if you've ever been bitter, you know the taste of it isn't too good. Get rid of it in your life. Allow God to help you deal with the fight. The last thing is faith. How do we deal with darkness? It's faith. Faith is above all, I'm going to trust in God. That's what faith is. Faith, above all, is I'm going to trust in God and I'm going to allow Him 100%. Every one of us have faith and don't really believe it. Deep down inside of you, every one of you have a belief system. That's what makes us strong. It's what we believe in. And I want to thank God for mothers today that one of the jobs that they always did was train us in the way that we should go and we'd never depart. Doesn't mean we're always going to live right, but it does mean we won't forget it. Amen? You can remember things right now that your mother taught you, that's in your heart right now. You know what that is? That's faith. God put faith in us the size of a mustard seed. He said, we can move mountains. And so whatever you're dealing with, fear is going to come. Frustration is going to come. But I want you to learn to deal with the fight of it. Don't give up. Don't give in. Because God's going to bring you through. And the last thing, stand on what you believe. It doesn't matter that you can't quote all the books in the Bible. It doesn't matter that you can't even find some of the books in the Bible. That ain't what it's about. Faith is a relationship between you and God saying, "Lord, I don't have what it takes, but I know that you do. God, I'm not always right, but I know that you're going to help me." How many of you know God will never leave you nor forsake you? And even when you fall on your face, He's a God that loves you and will never, ever turn you away. Isn't that wonderful? Darkness is going to come. I wish I could sit here and tell you that you're never going to deal with any darkness, but it's going to come. But I want to tell you, as David said here, he said, "Lord, deliver me from my enemies. Help me to see where my enemies are and help me to walk around them. Help me to overcome them, but God, deliver me." And I want to thank God today for this series because there's a lot of darkness in this world today. There's a lot of people bumping into each other because they can't see how to go. But God has given us the responsibility to show the light. Thank God for His faith. Thank God that He never gives up on us and always loves us. Learn to face the darkness. Don't run from it. Stand and move forward. And God's going to carry you the rest of the way. Father, thank you today for your word. Thank you, Lord, for this series. I thank you, God, for what it's meant to me. And Lord, how it's helped me through situations that I'm going through even now. Lord, there's a lot of darkness around. But God, I know that you never leave us nor forsake us. You never, ever turn away from us. And I thank you for that. Lord, thank you for giving us the strength to deal with the darkness. And thank you for giving us faith to march on through it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you.